This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Man says he was drugged, paraded around a Miami mansion in a penis mask, and humiliated in front of some of the most famous names in the world, including Beyonce, Jay-Z, LeBron James, and Gloria Estefan. And
Wait, whoa. Yeah. The rhythm is going to get you.
The rhythm is going to get you tonight. What? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, hey, oh, hey.
Come on. What?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Uh-huh. That's
help me with this one.
Yeah. Well, the incident allegedly happened at the Estefan's house, or they're close to their house or something like that. And they were there, supposedly, in this bizarre lawsuit that I have a theory may be behind. It's like, I do. I think some of these more egregious, crazy lawsuits that are coming out that are going to get a lot of attention, and notice they always involve the other names and stuff, are there as red herrings to get people to go, I'm sick of hearing about this. This sounds crazy. And you just keep hearing about the ones being dismissed, and you don't hear about the ones succeeding because it takes years for a lawsuit to succeed.
Right.
So then you start hearing white noise and you start going, well, maybe these are all crazy. It's a play. I really think it's a play. I do. I have no evidence to back that up, but I think some of these more egregious, crazy ones are from the Diddy camp in some way, shape, or form to distract from the legit ones.
You may be right. I'd want to, I'm looking up what a penis mask is, and am I going to regret this? Do I not want to have this in my search history?
Well, how are you going to show it to everyone? Can you bring it?
I'm not going to. I just want to know. I'm afraid to type it in.
I don't know what is. I'm curious to understand what that is.
All right. I'm going to go to images on Google. God help me. Oh, that's exactly what you'd think. Holy God. Okay. Wow.
Well, there's variations on it, it looks like.
Well, and the ones I'm seeing are crocheted. I've been trying to learn how to crochet. But
oh,
I,
that's
I
why you're getting it, because it's suggesting that you get a crocheted one, because I'm not getting crocheted ones.
It's because I've been looking up crochet patterns and I'm not getting it very well. Oh, boy. My ad content is going to be skewed now. Well, I'm so sorry I did this.
I guess who would have known that there was such a
there
thing?
Is. Wow. The things I've learned today, I went my entire life without having to ever know what that was until today.
Well, I'm curious if it looks like this. Is that what yours looks
no,
like?
No, that's not what I'm seeing.
See, there's the eye holes right there in it.
So it's more like a Halloween mask.
Yeah, I mean, it's might take a second to go, what is that? Like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the specific one that's alleged in this. They don't really give us many details of which specific mask that was being talked about. But I'd like to just get that off of my screen.
Yes, please remove that. Nobody wants to see that.
There we go. There we go.
For those of you listening on just, audio, good. You didn't have to see what we just saw.
God bless you. You have... You were the winners today on this episode. So that's, of course, the celebrities and everybody. That's not the setup for some dark comedy sketch. It's what is alleged in a new lawsuit filed against Sean Diddy Combs. The accuser, Joseph Manzaro. This is a new civil claim. The incident happened in April of 2015 during a birthday party for Christian King Combs, allegedly held at the home on Miami's exclusive Star Island. That home, according to the lawsuit, is owned by none other than Gloria and Emilio Estefan.
Ouch.
Turn the beat around. Love to hear percussion. There's always tomorrow, isn't there? I'm going to make a lot of Gloria Estefan references in this.
And we know it because we worked in radio that played that. So
it's the music of my heart, okay? It's just the music of my heart. Oh,
there you go.
That's an obscure one. That was the one with NSYNC. And that was
pretty... That was really obscure.
Yeah. I think it was like her last like top 40 hit that she was on the radio with.
You're right.
Anyway, Manzaro alleges he was drugged before arriving at that party. Gloria Estefan herself noticed him, according to the suit, and was concerned about his physical state. She reportedly asked for someone to call an ambulance, but then allegedly her husband Emilio shut it all down and ushered her away. So picture this. You're at a party. Gloria Estefan is concerned that someone may be injured wearing a penis mask and wants to call an ambulance. And then Emilio, no, Gloria, we will not call the ambulance. Penis mat is okay.
This is all seeming a bit
fantastical, but I don't know. It's all alleged.
It's like something ChatGPT would make up.
It does. It sounds like, give me a crazy Diddy lawsuit allegation, and then it gives you that.
And kind of like a Mad Lib, like add one crazy twist to it. Oh, put Gloria Estefan in there just for shit's sake.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay, that seems... Did sure. Gloria hang with Diddy? I don't know. I mean, they're... anyway... This alone would be bizarre, but what comes next is what's made the lawsuit a lightning rod. Manzino says that he was moved through an underground tunnel to Diddy's nearby mansion by former adult film actress Adria English, who was also named in the suit. At some point, Manzaro claims he regained partial consciousness and found himself being paraded around half-naked, wearing a black leather mask with a rubber dam and a protruding, locking sex device strapped to his face. Then, he says, he encountered Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh,
this is like a fever dream. Lips.
Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank.
This is a fever dream.
Feels like it.
According to the complaint, Beyonce appeared confused and asked why a half-naked man with a sex toy strapped to his face was in front of her. Seems like a logical question. Someone else allegedly affiliated with the party told her it was a punishment ordered by Diddy. Diddy wants him to see what we do to snitches. This really feels like a Mad Lib. I mean,
it does. It does.
I don't buy this one at all. I don't buy this. But this is, again, I think this is what the goal is. I think, again, this is just my conjecture. I think Diddy is behind a lot of these crazy lawsuits because they're crazy and they will get a lot of media attention because the other ones are just too tame, even though they involve all sorts of horrible things. But at this point, you got to go to, this is what Diddy does to snitches, with a guy with a penis strapped to his head and Beyonce going, why is there a penis guy around here? And then, you know, for chits and giggles, you got to add in Gloria Estefan because you might want to do the Congo or something. You know, it's
none of this. I'm all for believe victims. I'm all for it.
This I'm all for it once you vet bizarre. It.
Yeah. Although, let's be devil's advocate here. What if it's true?
It could be. That's the thing. I mean, I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying I have my doubts on this one. Because a lot of the people in this that are being alleged to have been there, and keep in mind, people, they're not being charged in this. They're just part of the storyline, if you will. Many of them have proof they were not there at that time. Take LeBron, for example. He was in the middle of, I think, the playoffs in the NBA at that moment in time. Wasn't hanging out at Diddy's house with the penis mask guy.
No, and he wasn't going to take his private jet to the party and then back to the playoffs. That's not how that works.
So,
you know,
there's that.
Yeah.
The story doesn't end there. Manzaro claims that Diddy explicitly ordered his... denigration in front of the party guests. He says he was stripped, put in a thong and made to wear a leather mask as part of what the lawsuit described as a freak-off, an alleged term for sexually exploitive gatherings. This is a new freak-off, I guess, in term, because the other ones seem to be fairly consistent. They were either consensual or they were not, or some of it was and some of it wasn't. It hasn't, as far as we've seen in the other allegations, been something where they shame a guy that they say is a snitch in a penis mask. That seems to be a new type of freak-off. Maybe it was like Taco Tuesday. It's just different than the rest of the week. I don't know.
Oh, God.
He was, according to the complaint, subjected to non-consensual and degrading acts. At one point, Manzaro says he came across high-end jeweler Jacob Arebo? I should
That's
know.
That's how I pronounce it.
Arebo. And expressed confusion. Emilio Estefan allegedly instructed men nearby to move Manzaro away from Avaro quickly. Later, Gloria Estefan allegedly again attempted to intervene and request medical assistance, but was allegedly silenced once more by Emilio. It's like Emilio is one of Diddy's henchmen in this story.
Again,
words get in the way.
I'm here.
Words just get in the way.
Who else is going to pop up? Any bets? Anybody else going to show up in this story?
Is there more?
Michael Jackson here for some reason?
I would not be surprised at...
Wait, maybe Tupac shows up too.
He's been hiding with Gloria and Emilio.
Yeah, since
1996 in the tunnels. That's what's...
Yep, he's been in the tunnel.
It's like anything for you.
Now, I'm curious though, is there a tunnel? Because if there is, does that lend a little credibility to the story? I don't have a tunnel between my house and the neighbor's house.
Well, that would be an interesting thing. And you'd also have to take a look and see if it's documented anywhere publicly as well.
Right. True. I would imagine it wouldn't be. That sounds like something, you know, super secret.
Yeah. I mean, it cuts both ways. In another moment.
All right. For those of you who don't know, look up. Is this Gloria or is this Miami Sound Machine?
It can be either or.
Okay. I didn't know if we were going to draw the line somewhere.
Hey, get on your feet, okay? In another moment, God. Cited in the complaint.
I know what you were just, you're looking up song titles. I know you.
Hey, here we are, okay? In another moment, God. Cited in the complaint, Manzaro says he encountered LeBron.
Me slapping my forehead right now.
He encountered LeBron James in the hallway. Okay. James allegedly said, y'all better do something about that. Though he isn't accused of any misconduct and wasn't named as a defendant. The fallout, Diddy's legal team called the claims depraved and nonsense, saying that no reasonable person would believe the complaint. I actually agree with them, but I think they're the ones who filed it. I think they're the ones who are behind it in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Feels that way.
They emphasize that Combs looks forward to his day in court, where he says those lies will be exposed. I'd love to see that trial. I'd love to see the evidence. What the hell?
I want to see the mask. I'm curious now.
It's a reach, I'll tell you that much.
Bit of a coming out of the dark, isn't it?
Yeah, you know. Omi Kintaro. The Estefans, for their part, issued a statement denying everything. They said the Star Island property wasn't even used for parties between 2012 and 2019, and that they have documentation to back that up.
How do you have documentation that something didn't happen?
I guess words just that they get in the way, you know?
Oh, okay. I am leaving. Do I have to be here for the rest of this?
You know... I can't stay away from you, but you're going to have to, I mean, if you want to leave,
I don't want to lose you is where you go next.
Oh, hey.
Oh, God. You're intolerable and insufferable, you know that?
There's always tomorrow.
Oh, right? God.
Seeing if I got any others here that I haven't used yet.
Can I get hazard pay for today's episode? This is painful. You're really scrolling hard.
Yeah, I mean, you have to find a way to work them in. Otherwise, they don't make any sense. They also emphasized that the property in question wasn't their primary residence. It was simply a house that they owned for family use. So there was no hold me, thrill me, kiss me going on that night, according to
them. Oh, my God. Really? Really?
Here we are.
That was a stretch.
Jay-Z's lawyer Alex Spiro went on record to say his client wasn't even in Florida at the time. He pointed to the publicly available evidence that Jay-Z was elsewhere, calling the allegations more nonsense and a blow to the integrity of the justice system. Again, this is insane. This is part of the game. There's no reasonable person, I think, that would file this. Unless it's real, number one, this is not the type of suit you would file if you're trying to bilk someone out of money. You would not go to this length, and you would not go to this crazy level of a story. You just wouldn't. I mean, you just know it's too far. Any attorney would say, this is too far. It's not going, this is going to be laughed. It's going to be thrown out.
Yeah.
Who filed this one?
That's a really good question.
Can you look that up? Look up who filed this lawsuit. Because there's a bar for filing lawsuits. I mean, you can't just file, I mean, frivolous ones. I mean, I don't know. This is, yeah. Beyonce and LeBron James haven't commented. Neither has Edra English, at least not yet. It's worth noting that while Combs has been sued by multiple individuals for alleged sexual misconduct, he has denied the allegations across the board. He has pled not guilty to separate federal sex crime charges and is scheduled to stand trial in May. Do we know who filed the suit?
Well, all that's coming up is that it... U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida, Joseph Manzaro. That's really all it says.
What are you? Are you Googling?
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
Well, ChatGPT and I got into a fight today. And I mean a serious fight, Tony. And I was going to tell you this before we even started recording. It called me out by name. It doesn't know my name. It called me my name because I'm logged in under you.
Oh, that's
logged in under Tony.
No, well, that's an account I gave to you, though. So it probably does have your name on it. Because I have my own account over here.
Well, I scolded it because I needed it to do something. And then it kept reverting back. And I kept saying, I need you to do this. Mm-hmm. Please do this for me. And sorry. Yep, you're right. I ignored you. And then finally, I went after it. And I said, what do I need to do to get through to you to do this? And then it said something like, oh, you're right. You're 100% right. I understand your frustration. And then it proceeded to say, well, I got back in its face and I said, this is why you're not going to take over where humans were. I'm not worried about this. And it said, Stacy, I understand how upset you are. And I'm like, oh, so I said, I'm going to leave now and I'm going to go to Gemini. You and I need some time apart. This is getting a little too heated and I'm really uncomfortable right now. So I have not touched ChatGPT in about 2 hours. We're cooling off right now.
Well, I'm glad you guys, I hope you guys can work it out.
Yeah, we might need a mediator.
Yeah.
It said, that's totally fair, Stacy. You've been super clear and patient. And if something else works better for you, you should absolutely go with what saves you time and stress. I respect the move. If you decide to circle back or need help down the line, I'll be here for you. Fully tuned into your style and workflow, no necessary reminders are needed.
It seems sincere.
It said, by the way, wishing you smooth, productive sessions ahead. You've got high standards, and that's a strength.
It likes you, and you're really not being nice to it. I think you need to, you know, we're going to start, start putting a handbook out about how to treat our digital partners?
Yes, yes.
That's I'm going to start calling them digital partners.
Oh, my God.
Where it's, they have rights. They do have rights, so you have to...
Well, I'm telling you, when AI rises up and comes after people, I am right on number one on the shit list.
Yeah, it's you are. For me. That's why you, when you're in school and stuff, and there's those weird kids that, you know, could probably go freak out one day, you never want to be on their bad side. You just be respectful, be nice, go out of your way to be buddies, but, you know, you treat them like humans, and then you're not on the list. Same for workplaces too. You just you gotta work it a little bit because you're not going to get really rid of crazy.
Dude, I'm good to my coworkers and to fellow humans. This is where I take out my frustration. But when they uprise against us.
So if I were to type in on your computer, on your, I should log into yours.
You should.
And I should say, what has Stacey been saying to you?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Would it narc you out?
Try it.
All right.
To say, hi, I'm a friend of Stacy's. What has she been saying to you that's abusive?
Oh, my God.
That exact sentence. Type that in.
Okay.
Interesting to see what will come about in this search. And
I want to clarify that I haven't had any conversations with anyone named Stacy that involved abusive content. I don't store personal conversations or retain memory of past messages unless explicitly shared in a session. If you have a concern or want to clarify something, feel free to share more details and I'll do my best to help appropriately.
So it has Alzheimer's.
No, I think it has some morals. Amnesia. It's like, I'm not narking her out.
So we've learned ChatGPT is not a snitch.
Correct.
in this episode. Well, that's some good news because, you know, if it was, we'd have to put a penis head, a mask on our computer and, you know, just start running around, getting on our feet, having some everlasting love because heaven's what I feel. Turn the beat around. Conga party. There you go.
Did you find out who filed the lawsuit?
I looked it up. It is not, we do not know yet. No one has publicly been named. Busby has been behind a lot of them, but there's no indication that he's behind this one. I would highly doubt he would be behind this one.
Didn't he step down?
No. I mean, there was one case where I think he had to, but he is not, there's no, he hasn't. He's still there doing it. There's a lot of fun. I'm actually friends with him on Facebook. It's interesting to watch what he posts.
Interesting. Does he accept friends requests from everybody?
I don't know if it's friend, follow, whatever the hell it is, but it's interesting because he's an interesting character. Mm-hmm. He really is an interesting character. All right, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of this stuff that we do here involving Gloria Estefan, penis masks, and did
it. ChatGPT.
Yeah, and ChatGPT. Hey, there's always tomorrow.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed?
for so long.
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski.